Welcome to Shattering This, a program devoted to the most important, to the fastest growing, to the largest, and to probably the only awake segment in society. To those of you who are no longer comatose, to those of you who are willing to think no matter where those thoughts might lead, and who have come to realize that all, every one of the world's religious, political, military, economic, and media institutions are corrupt. They're rotten to the core. They're counterproductive. And they can't be fixed. Our phone number, if you'd like to participate in this discussion at any time, is 877-300-7645. Reuters is reporting that the enhanced interrogation techniques, what a pile of crap for torture. And I read what they did. It's torture. You don't have to be the sharpest tool in the shed to recognize that what they did was torture. It was heinous. It was barbaric. It was immoral. It's unconscionable. An enhanced interrogation technique. You know, they paid $81 million. The CIA paid $81 million to learn how to torture. Man, for $5, you can go into any Roman Catholic archive museum and witness firsthand the tools and techniques they used. Cost you $5. You know, you can Google torture online, and I'm sure you'll come up with 1,000 free sites tell you how to do it. But no, these morons with the CIA paid $81 million, not of their money, of my money, your money, to psychiatrists who provided them with insights on how to torture. Now, these were psychiatrists that didn't know diddly squat about Islam. Not one clue. They simply took the money. Now, you want to talk about people that should be tortured? Those scumbags. The CIA says that it used on militants. Now, most of the people that they tortured were not militants. Most of the people that they tortured had not committed a militant act. They hadn't killed an American. They hadn't tortured an American. They hadn't harmed an American. Now, I listened last night to the idiot that was the head of the CIA while this was going on. Yeah, he was talking in his pretty suit from Newport Beach. Now, I'd love to see him waterboarded. Yeah, I pay to see him waterboarded. I'm a anti-violent sort of person. I believe that you ought to be able to resolve everything with words, to be able to communicate accurately, intelligently, rationally, and let your words matter. That's Yahweh's approach. He just happens to be God. But there has to be a consequence for the most heinous behavior. And Yahweh's not opposed to that either. You know, you look at what he has to say, and there's a consequence for the most heinous behaviors. From the President of the United States, who had oversight, to the U.S. Congress, which had oversight, to the directors of the CIA, to those who implemented this policy, they should all get to endure what they perpetrated on others. Tooth for a tooth. An eye for an eye. No, they continually said it was all justified because they murdered 3,000 of our citizens. They who? You can't call them terrorists. If you want to torture terrorists, then you ought to start with the United States of America. There's no nation on earth that has terrorized more people than we have. Look how we perpetrated and prosecuted World War II. Look what we did during the Civil War to our own, in our own country. Look what we do with our drones. What is the purpose of our nuclear deterrent? Who rains down bombs from the sky in foreign countries? Who's the most militant nation on earth? Which nation spends more money on its military than the rest of the world combined? You want to torture militants to get a confession? Go to the Pentagon. These were secret prisons. Why? Because the U.S. Constitution says you can't do this. And yet the idiot that was the head of the CIA said that what he did was legal. Legal where? Not a single country where torture is legal. You're a criminal. Secret prisons. Why were they secret? Because if the American people knew what they were doing, they'd be appalled. But you know, I'm not so sure. If Americans still had a conscience, if Americans at large could still act responsibly, then when Edwin Snowden released the documents that proved that the U.S. federal government, its military, and its spy apparatus was wholly and completely disregarding the U.S. Constitution to deprive Americans of due process and of privacy, and that they were using that information to game the judicial system, that when that was disclosed and that Congress had lied about it, and that James Clapper, who was the head of this clandestine force, spied on Americans as if Americans are the enemy of their government. And he still remains in office. And Eric Snowden is the person with the bad reputation, the person that gave us this marvelous gift. It tells me there's something drastically wrong with Americans. Drastically wrong. When Americans continue to rally around the flag and stand and take their hats off and sing the national anthem, knowing that their country is doing this to them, something drastically wrong with the nation. When this nation doesn't rise up with a singular voice and say, throw all of them in jail, indict them all, starting with George W. Bush, with Dick Cheney, with Condoleezza Rice, with Colin Powell, with the head of the Pentagon and the head of the CIA, throw them all in jail, indict them, try them, convict them. Send them to a humiliating stay in jail for the rest of their lives. And because that isn't the chorus of America, the problem is America. The report released on Tuesday said the CIA misled the public and the government policymakers on the effectiveness of the program. Didn't say, by the way, they misled Congress and the American people on them implementing torture. Didn't say that. Doesn't say that they didn't tell or that the president was not only informed, but an instigator in all of this, as was his national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice. It just said that they lied about the effectiveness of it. But, you know, that's not an excuse for anyone in government. It's not an excuse for anyone who votes for the morons that fill the chairs of government. If you don't know that torture doesn't work, then you ought not be voting. You're way too stupid. If you don't know that a country that tortures is barbaric, that a country that tortures ought not have a military, ought not try to extend its influence, ought not lecture any country about their behavior, ought not engage outside of its own borders, ought to be mocked, ought to be exposed, ought to be condemned. If you're not smart enough to know that torture is wrong and that there is no time or place where torture is the right choice, then I'm sorry for you. So this notion that the CIA lied, and they're continuing to try to lie about the effectiveness of torture, saying, oh, well, we got a lead that led us to bin Laden. That's not true. We hoodwinked a doctor who was giving vaccines into collecting data that led us to bin Laden. And it shouldn't have been hard to find. He built a compound with high walls where a man never left that was within 300 yards of the Pakistani version of West Point. We didn't learn anything from torturing any of the detainees that led us to bin Laden. It's a complete lie. Why are they lying still? And it's the fact that they lied about the effectiveness, saying they think they might have gotten a tidbit here and there, none of which is true. Folks, you ought to be smart enough to know that when they speak of torture and confessions that have merit in producing useful intelligence, that they're lying. Mankind has a long history of torturing. Mankind has long kept records about the outcome of torture. America was involved in torture with the Salem witch trials. Europe has been immersed in torture because of the Roman Catholic Church. Torture never works. It not only destroys the victim of torture never recovers. Look at John McCain. But the perpetrators of torture never recover. They forever destroy their conscience. We knew that the federal government was doing these things. We knew it. Waterboarding became, and waterboarding is simulated drowning. You know, drowning, fighting for your life when drowning is one of the most horrific, panicked, terrible tortures a person can possibly go. I mean, drowning to death and suffocating while drowning is about as bad as it gets. Even if you're burned alive, which is terrible, and we have a story that we'll talk about a girl here that was burned alive. I mean, burned alive is terrible, but the moment you ingest the super hot air around that fire, your lungs stop functioning, and you're gone. And that's a horrible way to die, no question. But drowning, simulating drowning, is about as bad as it gets.
Yeah,
that's not torture.
There's even been people Mancow, who you know.
Yeah.
He had no issues with waterboarding. He said he didn't care.
No,
he's
pro-military, patriotic American. Yeah, I'm going to show you
some
torture.
And he said, "I'll do it. We'll bring somebody in and I'll waterboard." And he made it like 10 seconds. And
No, he didn't. Okay. He didn't last two.
Well,
he didn't last two. By his own admission, he didn't even last two.
Well, it was the whole thing of the whole portion of him going into it where they put the towel over him and everything. And after that, it was, like you said, it was 2 seconds. And after that, it was, that's horrible.
Poured the water, and the 2 seconds after they started pouring water, it was over for him. You know how long they waterboarded one of their detainees? 128 straight hours.
Well, they had one guy that turned out to not even be the guy they thought it was, sitting in an ice bath for 66 hours.
Well, you know, the worst case of all is the one that's not even in this report. At least the worst case that I'm aware of because of the news reporting on it and all the details being made public through a judicial inquiry and a trial is the one in Europe where we took the citizen from Macedonia the CIA did, off the street. They were confused on his name. He had nothing to do with anything. And they first stripped him down naked, held him in a hotel room and sodomized him, got broomsticks and shoved them up his rectum. And then they continued to torture him for 3 months. And finally, when they figured out, you know, it isn't who we thought it was, they simply dropped him off on a street corner in some other country. And the European court took up his case and condemned the United States and sanctioned the United States. And the depiction of what happened to him is just, and you think that this is being done in the name of America.
Yeah, you asked me yesterday, you know, you told me to, you know, find some stories and we'll talk about them. And I went through probably 50 stories today. You know, all with all the CIA information that came out, I read a lot of the CIA mm-hmm. report. You know, the McCain make, you know, goes away from his company or his, you know, party line and makes a decent statement that, you know, that it's wrong what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Although he's been the strongest and shrillest voice justifying it all along and gave a speech talking about what we gained from it and named three things, none of which were true. So he's delusional here. He goes, he's the needle going haywire, you know, because he was tortured. So he's the victim of torture. And he still bears the scars of it. I've spent considerable time with him. So he went from really stupid one way to really smart the other way, but all the course of 24 hours.
Yeah. And then I started looking at all the stories, and I started thinking about it. We have this war on terror. And the tactics the CIA were using, if that's not terror, that's not
really?
Terrorism, I don't know what is.
Right.
They told people that they were going to kill their mothers, they were going to kill their wives, their kids.
Correct. The CIA told the detainees that we were going to go off and we were going to ruthlessly, savagely, slowly and painfully torture and kill their wives and children.
Wives, children, mothers.
Right.
And if that's not torture, if that's not terror, I don't know what it is.
What is?
You got your ice baths, your waterboard, right. Your waterboarding. They talked about one where they talked about a guy being hung from a ceiling in a diaper from chains and just hanging there. That stuff, if I put that into a horror movie, it would scare people.
Oh, yeah,
and this
absolutely.
Is stuff that we are doing.
You know, people just frothing at the mouth and babbling. And you know, everything that we got from all of this. And by the way, there was a lot of, they were really focused on the rectum. They put all sorts of stuff up the rectum of these individuals. And they created such pain and such agony and such humiliation that it's a wonder they could continue. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. Scott. When in Syria, we bombed villages, taking them to the point there's nothing but rubble, because we think there might have been somebody that was associated with an Islamic militant group there. What would you call that?
Terrorism. Terrorism.
When we rain down missiles from unarmed drones flying over civilian areas of Pakistan and Yemen, for example, and we kill people, including their family, women and children, without any of them being indicted, without any of them being tried, without any specific knowledge that any of them participated in any crime, and they're not, you know, having been found guilty of anything. What would you call that?
Terrorism. I'd call it terrorism. I looking through all the stories, I looked through the day, and looking through all the stories from the past week, just looking through them, I came to the conclusion that the biggest terrorist in the world is the United States government. And it's to the point now to where not only are they doing this stuff to people outside of the country, things like that, We've gone as far as to now start to do it to ourselves.
To ourselves.
To our civilians here.
What happened in New York with the chokehold?
The terrorism. They sat there and they badgered the guy and then they killed him. Our Constitution says you can't have a standing military.
You know, what happened with that little boy, that 12-year-old that was playing with a toy in Cleveland when the cop rolled up just and almost hit him within feet of him at high speed and then pulled out with a gun.
He murdered him. He murdered him.
When it's inflicted like that, it's terrorizing.
Well, if you see that and you're not shocked and scared and angry, I mean, you can't watch that video and not have a feeling of, like, what? You can't. But we've now, everybody wants to, our Constitution is so great and it's so good. It says we can't have a standing military. I believe that's what it says, right?
Actually, it's Thomas Jefferson didn't endorse the U.S. Constitution that Madison had written, because there was no clause in it abolishing a standing military. It doesn't call for one, but there's no clause abolishing it, and so the compromise with him was the Second Amendment, where it would be written that the arms that Americans could keep and bear would be the kind of arms used to establish standing militias of people, because standing militias of people would not only keep the country free from invasion, but also keep the country free from the oppression of its own government. Of course, what the government has done is ignore the Second Amendment and keep those kinds of weapons from the people. It does not allow the people to congregate as a militia, and it has armed itself with more weapons than the rest of the world combined.
They've turned every police station across America into a military. They militarize them. They all have. If a place like Ferguson can pull out a bunch of riot gear and a tank, do you honestly think that a place like Minneapolis can't do that tenfold? I mean,
it came from Iraq and Afghanistan. It's surplus weaponry. After we broke those countries and made bad situations worse in Iraq and Afghanistan, we brought the weaponry back here so that it could be deployed by the police. So we are militarizing our police, and we've created the environment where they are perpetrating terror on America. You know, when you saw in that first night in Ferguson, and you saw the National Guard and then the police, both federal and local, come out with their SWAT vans, their assault vehicles, their armored personnel carriers, their M16s, all of these kinds of weapons. It was terrorizing. Well, I mean, the media was terrorized. There were media that were there that were beaten.
I'll ask this question to everybody out there. If you're driving, I'm assuming law-abiding citizens, and you get pulled over by a cop, are you nervous? Are you worried? I mean, you might have just been speeding.
You should be.
Well, you should be. And now, especially. Because you don't know how they're going to act. You don't know how they're going to come up and treat you.
And if you push their buttons at all, they're likely to go berserk on you.
Yeah. You know, how
fast? And they will, and they'll shoot you, and then they will claim that you were reaching for their gun.
There's nobody out there that wants to deal with the cops, and there has to be a reason for that, and it's because of it's not like this has just started going on now. This has been going on for years, and we've all known it in the back of our heads that something's not right here. I don't want to deal with the cop. You know,
right. We're terrorizing ourselves.
It's gotten to the point where you have a government that has no clue what other parts of the government do, and then when they find out, like the CIA, which is part of our government, something that we paid for, the CIA does this, and the Senate comes out and says, "Oh, that's horrible." Why doesn't the Senate already know about this?
Who has oversight over the CIA?
It's the Senate.
the Senate.
So,
the very woman that gave the speech condemning the behavior of the CIA, she is the chairperson of the Senate's Intelligence Committee. It is her committee that is tasked with the responsibility for oversight of the CIA to keep the CIA from acting badly. So when they act badly, whose responsibility is it?
It's the Senate. It has to be.
Dianne Feinstein should be leading the parade in handcuffs.
So, but then they find this out, and again, nobody's going to go to jail. We've had Benghazi, we've had Fast and Furious, we've had the NSA spying, we've had the torture, with a cast of criminals.
We're going to war against the Islamic State by saying they're not Islamic, they're not a state, and yet we're bombing them in their state. And we're identifying those who are enemies by their devoutness to Islam.
But, yeah, in this cast of criminals, this whole cast of criminals, that's what everybody in the government is. They're a cast of criminals. And yet, who do they condemn? They condemn people like Snowden. The gentleman that whistle blew on the CIA torture. I forgot his name at the moment. But these are the whistleblowers, the ones that shine light for the American people, for you, for me, for Larry, for a Glenn, for Kirk, William, all these people. They shine a light on something.
They are counterproductive. They're working against our interests.
It's something that we should know about. And this is all stuff we should know about. Those are the people that we choose
and
to demonize.
It's their responsibility. You know, it's James Clapper lied to the Congress and about America's NSA spying. And Dianne Feinstein, rather than making certain that James Clapper was not only fired, but that he was indicted on perjury, on lying to Congress, and incarcerated because it wasn't, I mean, black and white. I mean, he even admitted that he lied to Congress under oaths, which means that he committed perjury. He should be in jail. She, instead of doing that, ran interference for the NSA and then lied and talked about how the NSA had identified intelligence that protected America. And she gave an example, and the example she gave showed that the CIA was actually paying drug traders to infiltrate Islamic terrorist organizations in Pakistan that the FBI and CIA knew for fact were planning massive terrorist attacks in India, which they perpetrated, killing hundreds. And then we found out all of this the old-fashioned way with their wives telling the FBI and Clapper himself. And we pretended like that was a great triumph for spying on all Americans. And it was Dianne Feinstein that led the chorus.
Yeah, and, it's not, again, it's all trickle-down horrible.
It is.
We have
a new trickle-down.
Our elected officials.
Right.
Are lying to us, and they cover up for
and all of
people,
their political
and they do horrible things, and then it trickles down. Now it's our police forces, the people that are supposed to be serving and protecting are only serving and protecting their interests. And
who was perpetrating these crimes, these tortures? What organization?
The CIA.
All right, Central Intelligence Agency, right?
Yep.
Who was the National Intelligence Advisor to the President of the United States when this was occurring?
I do not know.
Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice. The woman that now teaches classes at Stanford, that's on the college playoff committee, the one that everybody goes out of their way. She's such a remarkable woman. Now, if you are the National Intelligence Advisor to the President of the United States, and your primary source of intelligence is the CIA, and you're getting briefings multiple times a day from the CIA to pass on to the President of the United States and providing him with advice as how he should respond based on that intelligence, what do you think the chances are that Condoleezza Rice doesn't know where they're getting their alleged intelligence and how they're getting it.
I'd say zero. I'd say
zero.
But that's, that goes
so
into,
why
that
is that woman into. being honored? Why isn't that woman being utterly disgraced?
She should be. And that goes right into my next point, though.
As should Colin Powell.
That goes into my next point, though.
As should Dick Cheney. As should George Bush.
It's gotten so bad that now civilians, if you go against the political correctness of things, you're either, you don't want to stand up for the national anthem, or you're un-American, or you're something phobic. Just because I don't have to agree with everything people say, and we have news agencies that only want to pick and choose, and they report, rather than news, they report opinion, and rather than telling me the facts of a situation, they want to give me their opinion, and so now people have been dumbed down to the point to where we're all based on opinions. Well, I agree with that guy's opinion because I like his.
We're all entitled. He's entitled to his opinion. Why? Why do we want to know anybody's opinion? Don't care. We have a media now that's made up of nothing but opinions. They're all jaundiced. We'll be back. The U.S. Senate, after a five-year investigation, said the techniques were far more brutal than the CIA told the public, or ever told policymakers or the public. And whose responsibility is that? It's the Senate's Intelligence Committee. It's responsibility. The very people who conducted the investigation and made the report are culpable. This document examined the CIA's secret overseas detention of at least 119 individuals. Now, what you're going to find is the report itself that was released to us only documents 39. And the overall investigation documented the detention and torture of 119. See, the overall document that was prepared for the Senate's Intelligence Committee is 6,000 pages. The document has been released is 480. The 6,000-page document goes into the torture of 119 individuals. The one that's released documents 39. The things that are not in the document, the summation document of 480 pages of 39 of, which is probably thousands of individuals, are the most hideous of all. Yeah, the United States torturers were so perverted that some of the tortures they used were so invasive, so reprehensible, so revolting, that they don't want to release that information. That's still classified. Why is it classified? Because it's so condemning. By the way, you know, the President of the United States says, you know, all countries make mistakes, and, you know, we're also like every other country. We occasionally make our mistakes. But the thing about America is we disclose our mistakes and then work to correct them. You know, I recall the Syrian regime that we call hideous documenting all of the tortures of its individuals with tens of thousands of photographs. I've seen tens of thousands of photographs by the Nazis of what they inflicted, the tortures that they inflicted. We have detailed drawings and narratives, as well as the implements themselves that were used by the Roman Catholic Church. Hideous organizations have done this for a long time. If you look at the inscriptions on the monuments in Rome. If you look at the inscriptions and the monuments in Babylon, what you find is that these hideous nations documented their most heinous acts, just as we did. It is not uncommon for the immoral to lose such sight of just being human, that the perpetrators of such horrible acts actually revel in them, celebrate them. That's what the Nazis did. That's what the Islamic State is doing, and it's filming. That's what the Romans did. It's what the Babylonians did. It is common. Go ahead, Scott.
We should all... Well, this is what we paid for, right? This is what we paid for this.
We paid for it. Done in our name.
Hey, do you feel safer today? Do you feel better today?
Have you ever been in a situation where you were so cold that your body just absolutely, you lost control of your body? I mean, just the shivering and the pain associated with hypothermia was just agonizing. Ever been there? I have, multiple times. I got malaria once, and the fever is rages in your body as malaria actually destroys the cells. But in that process, you get so cold that you tie it, you just wrap up into a fetal position, and you in your imagination, you take yourself into a scorching hot bath to try, in your imagination, you can't move, to try to solve the problem. I did the Shabbat program a few weeks ago in Virginia. And I came down with I don't know if it was food poisoning or a 24-hour flu, whatever it was. I was shivering so uncontrollably that I had to walk from my office back to the house at a cold night. And I was just in absolute agony. We perpetrated hypothermia on individuals for prolonged periods of time where they were naked, and we put them in very cold environments and continually sprayed water on them until they died.